Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nelson Simmons. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Eric Bell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden strikes out. 1 out. Steve Lombardozzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lombardozzi hits a line drive towards short. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Gagne catches it and throws to first to double up Knight. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harbeck hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Gerhardt. The throw from Nieto and he is safe. Gerhardt steals second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerhardt moves to third. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davidson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nieto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelson Simmons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gerhardt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden is called out on strikes. 1 out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wiggins is 0-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Dwyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson hits a fly ball into right field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Sheets moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Sheets scores. Knight moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gerhardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti has Knight trapped. There's the throw to Nieto and back to Gaetti, who tags Knight for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Gerhardt moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nieto is 0-for-1 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nieto for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gerhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Ken Gerhart now playing left field. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. Kennedy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brunansky out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson is 0 for 2 in the game. Davidson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wiggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Murray reaches second base with a double. Wiggins moves to third. Joe Klink now pitching. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Shelby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. There goes Murray trying to get to home. Davidson throws the ball into Nieto, who tags Murray, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 5-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gagne is 0-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nieto is 0-2 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 0-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. Nieto moves to second. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lombardozzi is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Nieto moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Orioles. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-3 in the game. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Orioles. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti is 0-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Cannonan now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 0-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Mark Williamson now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brunansky is 0-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Mark Davidson. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bush is walked intentionally. Ken Dixon now pitching. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smalley hits a pop-up towards third. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.